Welcome to Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He is Sean O'Hara, the Giants with a nice 20-6 win over the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, John, a nice way to end a long season with a big victory against a divisional opponent. In a sloppy, rainy, messy day, the Giants came away with a big victory.
Won a couple of very big plays, and let's start with the offense. This coming in the second quarter, the Giants trailing 3-0, and the Giants have the ball on the Redskins' 24-yard line, and they go to their new go-to guy, Jarrell Jernigan.
Yeah, Eli's got a new toy. It was obvious Kevin Gilbert was trying to take a shot right here on the 24-yard line, try to get the ball in the end zone. They go with a 7-man protection here. You see Brandon Myers and Peyton Hillis are in to help out. At the line of scrimmage, I mean, look at this release right here by Jarrell Jernigan. Clear outside leverage by the defensive back right here, trying to force him to the inside because he's assuming that he has help over the top. And what I want to show right here is Jarrell Jernigan, when he gets to this point right here, he sees where the safety is playing over the top, but he does a great job of leaning to the outside on this route. That creates the room for Eli to throw this touchdown pass. And Eli, I mean, he puts the ball in a perfect location right here away from the safety, and Jarrell Jernigan makes a great catch right there in the back of the end zone, gets his feet down. From the end zone, John, we'll show the protection right here. As I said, 7-man protection. You've got two backs in there to help chip out. Brandon Myers gives a little body presence here for Justin Pugh. Will Beattie is here one-on-one. And then I want you to watch Peyton Hillis come over here and help clean up David Deal, who's getting beat inside right here. This is a great chip block, great help. Takes the hit off of Eli Manning. And then there's the throw. And there's Jarrell Jernigan getting his feet down and bounce for a great catch and a big play for the Giants offense.
And for our next play, Sean, we'll jump ahead to quarter number three. This time, it's the Giants defense. The Redskins have the ball in Giants territory in the red zone, 2nd and 8 on the 13-yard line. The Giants lead in this game 10-6, and Justin Tuck finishes the season with a bang.
Yeah, Justin Tuck, you know, he's been playing great against the Washington Redskins. It's too bad they only play them twice a year because Justin Tuck had career days against them. But this call, I really like the call by Perry Fuel because you have a young quarterback in Kirk Cousins. So what do? They rush three guys, John, and they drop 8 defenders here. Tampa P coverage right here. You see John Beeson tapping Cullen Jenkins. He's letting them know you're going to drop in pass coverage. The Giants are only going to rush 3. Now, you see the Redskins here have a tight end up top, actually 2 tight ends up top, and nobody chips for Justin Tuck. That leaves Tyler Palumas one-on-one. And as you mentioned, Justin Tuck, John, just does a great job right here getting on the edge and creating this forced fumble. You can see Kirk Cousins, he wants to throw this ball on this crossing route right here, but he sees Cullen Jenkins in the area there as well, and he doesn't really have anywhere to go with this football. That's what slows down his throw and enables Justin Tuck to get the sack forced fumble. We call that a double negative. And it was a big play for the Giants. We'll see it from the end zone real quick. It was a great job by Justin Tuck. He wasn't going after the quarterback. He was going for the football. And you could see it on the television copy, but you'll be able to see it right here as well. He does a great job of just swiping the throwing hand. Here you see him getting on the edge, you know, a little juke move inside.
And he really gets into the tackle's chest there to create that space, doesn't he, with his hands?
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Palumas, I mean, if I'm coaching O-lineman right here, I'm saying get your hands up higher. You see how his hands are down around his hips, John? Pat Flaherty always talks about don't be a gunslinger, don't shoot from the hip. Get your hands up like a boxer, and that would prevent that from happening. But Justin Tuck right there, hitting that arm, stripping that ball out. And luckily for the Giants, I mean, it bounced right into 4 defenders right there. A big play in the red zone, a turnover. That's huge, a huge point swing for the Giants.
And Sean, for our next play, let's stick in the third quarter. And once again, it's Jarrell Jernigan, this time with the longest run from scrimmage for the Giants this season. Who would have thought it?
Yeah, John, I think Kevin Gilbride's been saving this play for week 17 because we really haven't seen many reverses. But it was a great call. And Jarrell Jernigan, he's been on fire the last couple weeks. You see him here at the bottom of the screen. You know, with Eli Manning out of the game now, all right, the creative juices start flowing. How do we get some more explosive plays offensively? And it's a simple, you know, fake a handoff to Peyton Hillis right here. They leak Bear Pasco out to the edge right here. He's responsible for the end man on the line of scrimmage. You see the left guard and the left tackle, Dallas Reynolds, Stephen Gooden. You know, give them credit on this play because gadget plays, you don't get to practice very often during the week of practice. So, and the fact that they were, you know, not going to be planning on starting this game, I don't think they really probably even got to practice this play more than one time. But great job by them getting downfield. And then Jarrell Jernigan just does the rest, turns on the jets right here. You could see the burst and see the speed. Lewis Murphy escorting him down into the end zone. We'll get a good look at this from the end zone. And You know, Jarrell Jurgen, it's obvious that the Redskins were not ready for his speed and his explosion because right here, John, it looks like the defense has him corralled. You know, Brandon Merriweather's coming down. You could see that they looks like they had him boxed in. And then right here, he just makes a little juke move and then a burst. And again, four defenders right here cannot bring Jarrell Jurgen down. Give him credit for that explosive play. You know what? I like the play call. It's exciting when you see a big gadget play like that work. And the Giants offense, they definitely fed off of that energy.
And Sean, those are the type of explosive plays the Giants were hoping to get out of Jarrell Jurgen when they picked him in the third round a couple years ago. For our final play, it's the final defensive snap of the year. We figured it was apropos to use this. A Tremaine McBride interception, a big surprise this year, but the defense finishing the season as they played it very strong.
Yeah, John, they did a great job. And this play specifically, this is cover two under man right here. And you can see both safeties right here, but at the bottom of the screen, Antrell Roll, he's providing help over the top in this cover two defense. And Tremaine McBride, you see him at the bottom of the screen here, he allows the receiver the inside release because he knows he has a little bit of help. And that under man concept is he's going to trail the receiver to try to take away the throw from underneath. And right here, Tremaine McBride does a great job. When he sees the receiver's head turn around, look, he snaps his head around, locates the football. And this is a great job of Tremaine McBride running that route for the receiver, completing the catch on what was a very tough day to catch footballs because it was raining. The balls were slippery. It was very wet. He did a great job getting his second interception of the game.
And, Sean, the defense finishes the season strong. They played well, really, since John Beeson got to the roster. And, really, that's a strength now as you head into the offseason.
Yeah, John, the defense really carried this team. I mean, they became the heart and soul of this Giants team because of the way they stopped the run. I think John Beeson was a huge ingredient in that factor. Antrell Roll, he had a Pro Bowl-type season. People got that wrong. And when I look at the way the offense struggled to score points, to run the football, they struggled with taking care of the football. The Giants bailed them out numerous times. This was just another example.
Sean, a pleasure all season long. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks, John. Really enjoyed being with you.
All right, everybody. That's the last edition of Plays That Changed the Game this year on Giants.com. The Giants finish the season 7-9. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us our entire season long. Thanks to our entire crew on here on Giants.com. We'll see you next time.